네, 여러분 손에 볼 거 없습니다. 몰라도 되지만 알아두면 언젠간 쓸모 있는
Yep, one dose is enough. This is your
Daily Vitamin.
네, 여러분 우리 데일리 비타민 하기 전에 제가 할 말 있습니다. 예. 친구를 찾습니다. 친구 이름이 우금치 노란 초끼예요.
아,
예, 여러분 예. 그 사람 알면은
네. Yesterday.
출첵 좀
우금치 노란 초끼 예.
해달라고 예. 부탁하고 싶습니다.
Where you at?
그렇죠. 우금치 where you at?
Where you at?
그렇죠. 광야에서 어 진짜 약간 오랜만이네요. 광야에서, 광야에서 반갑습니다.
Hi.
Hi hi.
So cute. Hi.
그렇죠. Hi. 광야에서 hi.
Hello.
맞습니다. 네 여러분 지난주 이제 강원도에 산불 크게 나서 많은 사람들이 피해를 이제 입은 만큼. 예. 이제 화재에 대해 저희가 아마 월요일부터 계속 좋은 정보를 드리고 있거든요. 그래서 경감심을 조금 더 갖기 위해서 오늘까지 화재 관련 얘기를 조금 하도록 하겠습니다.
Yeah, this is good. I think if we can help raise awareness at all about forest fires, that's what we can do here. And so we might as well go for it. And so right here on Daily Vitamin, that's what we're here for today.
맞습니다. Yeah. 그리고 오늘 아주 중요한 질문부터 시작하겠습니다.
네, 네, 네.
여러분이 이제 산불의 원인이 뭐라고 생각합니까?
So the cause of the fire?
Yeah, can you think about what causes fire? 혹시 알고 있어요, 여러분? 이것 때문에 산불이 난다. 원인이 과연 뭘까요?
Maybe campfires or like maybe cigarette butts, that kind of thing.
그렇죠.
Burning trash or something. Those
맞습니다.
Kind of things like that. Something like
원인들이
that?
참 다양하죠.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure nobody could guess that this could be one of the causes of bush or forest
fires.
Or
is there
fires.
Some random cause?
Plastic water bottle.
Hey, come on yeah. now. Plastic bottle?
Can you believe this? Plastic water bottle.
Plastic doesn't just spontaneously combust. So
그렇죠.
Like,
한국말로 이제 생수병이라고 하잖아요.
What?
여러분 깜짝 놀라실 거예요.
A plastic water bottle.
그렇죠. 네, 많은 사람들이 잘 모르는 이제 흔한 산불 원인 중 하나가 바로 플라스틱이라고 합니다. 예, 생수병이라고 하죠. 가끔 이제 그 등산하면은 네. 많이 보이죠. 이제
sure,
물을
sure.
먹고 먹고 나서 버리는 사람 좀
they
있어요.
Just threw it out in the mountain.
네네네네네.
그래서 oh my goodness.
오늘 아마 많은 사람들이 이제 깜짝 놀라실 yeah. 거고요. 아마 좋은 정보를 얻을 것 같아요.
Well, this is going to be interesting. All right. Well, the principle of a plastic water bottle to create fire is actually quite simple. We all used to play around with magnifying glasses, and we were talking about this not too long ago.
네.
That's how I encountered some fires growing up. But of course, we'd make the sunlight to penetrate the magnifying glass, right? So the light would be magnified from the sun just by that magnifying glass. And you could burn paper or whatever you were burning when you were a child. I know we all did this at some point.
You know what? It's so funny. We all did that. We all did that.
It's a fun experiment. You know, sometimes you set the grass on fire by accident. You're like, oops! And try to stomp it out before your mom caught you.
이제 한 번 이제 돋보기라고 하잖아요. 저희가 어렸을 때 돋보기로 이제 그
yeah.
종이를 불태우고 막 그랬었어요.
Right.
It's absolutely possible.
Yeah, of course. It makes
그렇죠.
sense now. Yeah.
그래서 여러분 설명 좀 더 해드리자면 이제 yeah. 돋보기로 햇빛을 모아 그 열로 불을 이제 붙일 수 있는 것과 같은 원리입니다. 그래서 wow. 물이 남아있는 생수병이 이제 그 볼록 렌스를 역할을 해서 right. 햇빛을 한 곳으로 이제 뭐야 불을 일으키는 거예요.
Yeah, it focuses the light
그렇죠.
of the sun.
Yes.
It just makes it, you can start a fire just like that.
맞아.
So basically because the plastic water bottles, they're round shaped. Usually they have that rounded off shape to them, of course. So if there's water remaining inside, when there's sunlight, the fire can start really easily. Because that'll really magnify the light
그렇죠.
through the water. So, wow.
야, 참,
I never thought about
얘기를
this.
얘기를 들을수록 너무 무서운데
yeah.
그래서 생수병 이제 숲속에 아무데나 버리면 그게 사실 정말 위험하거든요.
Yeah, right. This is crazy.
많은 사람들은 이거 생각도 못하실 거예요.
I never would have thought about this, actually.
그렇죠. 그리고 불이 시작하면은 그 날씨도 건조하고 바람도 yeah. 많이 불기 때문에
sure.
금방 그냥 it just spreads like
wow.
crazy. That's what we call a wildfire.
Yeah, exactly. Wildfire.
Wildfire.
Just goes
just
crazy.
Spreads like that.
My goodness. I mean, so if the sunlight penetrates the water bottle, that starts a fire. And it's only a matter of time. Like you said before, there's a giant fire. It could be burning down the whole of a mountain, especially if the bottle is surrounded by dry leaves. You know, if you're out in the woods,
그렇죠.
that makes sense.
이제 나무잎도 yeah. 건조하고 그러니까 불을 쉽게
yeah.
이제 일으킬 수 있는 그런 조건이 되거든요. Right. That's why when the fire starts, it just really spreads quick. really yeah, quickly.
Especially wind as well, like the case we had in Gangwon-do. It was really windy at that time. It's also really dry. We're going from winter into spring now. Very dry time, windy 맞아. time. It was even easier for it to spread. So that's really, wow, tragic.
맞습니다. 여러분, 생수병이 wow. 자연 발화가 굉장히 잘 된대요. Wow. 그래서 야, 앞으로 등산 가서 생수분 보이면 무조건 yeah. 챙겨서 보라야 될 것 같습니다.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's good that we're starting to acknowledge the importance of our nature these days. I'm glad that people are much more aware and thinking about how we treat the environment yes. so that we think for the future. Right?
I guess for us, when we keep saying, oh, you know, we have to protect the environment, yeah. we have to be very careful, right. because it hasn't happened yet, we don't feel like, oh,
it's
man,
so
it's, yeah, it's not so urgent, it's
yeah,
not important.
Right.
But once it happens, it's really, really drastic. And we're like, oh, my gosh, 빨리 정신 차려야겠어. 안 그러면 큰일 날 수도 있어요.
Yeah, once it's done, it's irreversible. At least we can take steps to slow down what we've done so
그렇죠.
far. So it's interesting. Actually, when I was 6 years old, our house was destroyed by a fire. Nearby our house is a forest area, and yeah. the blaze just took off, and there was nothing we could do. We just had to evacuate, and our house was totally taken out. And then the next year by a hurricane. And so we had
wow.
like 3 years where our house was just destroyed. And so for me, it's so important to be mindful of safety awareness, to be mindful of nature in itself.
그렇죠.
That you just don't know how it's going to affect you. And right
그렇죠.
now it's not right at your door, so it's not serious. But when it happens to you, then you kind of go, oh, we got to do better.
그렇죠. 저희가
yeah.
솔직히 그 작년부터 이 뉴스 봤는데
yeah, right.
so many bushfires from California
yeah.
to Hawaii
huge.
엄청 큰 상부로 봤거든요.
맞아.
그런 거를 보면서 에이 한국은 그런 거 없죠.
Oh,
괜찮아요 그런 생각하다가
right.
딱 강원도 그 화재 때문에 oh. 진짜 놀랐어요.
Yeah,
그래서
right.
앞으로도 우리 그 환경에 있어서 좀 더 신경을 써줄 필요 있는 것 같습니다.
Well, I think Koreans are very aware of the nature now, especially because of 미세먼지. Like, think of that now.
맞아.
When I went home most recently, I had no headaches, no sinus congestion,
맞아요.
피부 없어, no problem. As soon as I got there, the minute I got back to Korea, I had sinus infection again,
그렇죠?
or sinus congestion.
네.
So I was like, yeah, it's really important that we take care of nature. There's a lot of things connected to our health directly. We really have to be mindful of that.
맞습니다. 안 그래도
goodness.
제가 그 아주 친한 친구가 절친한
oh, yeah.
한국 왔는데
uh-huh.
갑자기 머리가 아프다고
yeah, right. suddenly headaches,
눈이 따갑다고
throat scratchiness.
So he thought he was sick.
Yeah.
And I told
no,
him, you know, it's actually
quality.
The air quality. It's a bit bad. That's why you're experiencing all these symptoms. So don't worry about
right.
it.
Right, it's something, right?
맞아요.
Really interesting.
근데 그나마 우리나라에서는 이제 산이 많아서 이제 산소도 공급되는데 다시는 이제 이런 산불이 나서 피해 보면은 안 되겠습니다. 진짜
right.
이런 사소한 것들이 조금 더 주의를 해야 될 것 같습니다. It's really, really important.
I agree with that. I mean, we really have to be mindful of this. So thinking about prevention of fires, if you have a water bottle while you're out there, make sure that you take it with you or dispose of it properly. Put
그렇죠.
it in a trash can somewhere. Don't just leave it out
맞습니다.
there.
맞습니다. 이제 한국 사람들 등산 되게 좋아하잖아요.
Yeah,
여러분,
of course, they love it.
등산 좋아하기 때문에 그만큼
yeah.
예, 뭐 산, 숲을 보호를 해야 될 것 같습니다.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, we're actually going to miss it from Lovely Jen. Says,
uh-huh.
hello, Greg and Sam.
Uh-huh.
으금치 노란 쪼끼님 어서 오십시오. 샘과 렉디 애타게 기다려요. 맞습니다. 기다리고 있습니다.
Yeah, we've been looking for a couple days, right? And then Paka Hobosu
그렇죠.
said, so amazing. What's amazing?
그렇죠. 아까
the
우리 했던
plastic
거 예, 아닌 거 그거 맞아요? 아마
oh, okay.
오프닝과
sure. Tell us more,
네,
please.
마크버 호스 뭐를 그렇게 amazing인지 조금 구체적으로 말씀해 주시면
yeah.
감사하겠습니다.
What's the amazing part? I'm curious. Because I was really shocked by this myself. Actually, I think of campfires, cigarette butts, those kind of things I would think of as immediate
맞아.
causes. Or like a spark or a flame from electrical. That happens sometimes. But never would I have said, oh, a plastic bottle could cause a fire. This is shocking to me. So,
제가 yeah. 어렸을 때 뭐를 했냐면은
네, 예.
친구 이제 그 친구들 잘 magnifying glass를 그걸
yeah,
잘
sure.
모르는 친구들 있잖아요. 야, 손 좀 내밀어 봐.
Yeah, right.
그 친구 손을 받아 가지고 딱 해서 좀 뜨겁게 만들어 가지고 아, 야, 야, 뜨거워.
Oh, I did many times. I mean,
그렇죠.
I never did that. Never. I'm
천사, angel. I'm so innocent. 진짜 돋보기로 저희가 친구의 손을 막 태우고 막 그렇게 하려고 했었어요.
Yeah.
어렸을 때 몰랐었죠.
You didn't know about that?
참 어려웠어요. 진짜.
I know very well.
어려워가지고 좀. 그런 경우도 많이 했죠.
Yeah, 많이.
한국에서 그런 거 없었어요?
I burnt down a tree.
있었죠. 피디님 했어요?
Oh, you did it. 아, 피디님. 아, 번호 피디님. 아, I see. I see. He did it many times. He was chasing down the ants.
아, 개미.
개미. Yeah. Oh, he's like, oh, got him. Cruelty to animals.
개미도 중요한 역할 하는데 왜 개미들 그렇게 괴롭힙니까? 그렇게 하지 마십시오.
Cruelty to animals. The ants are still animals. Oh, my goodness. All right, well. That's what we got today for our daily vitamin. That is a really good one. Let's just be mindful,
그렇죠.
especially with the forest fire.
맞습니다. 여러분 이제 생쥐병 꼭 이제 네. 그 증상하다가 보면은 갖다 버리면 좋을 것 같습니다. And we got a message.
Oh, from 1713. Hello, hello. I'm here. Do not smoke in the mountains and make sure to manage the fire extinguisher at each home. You are so right. Definitely take care of yourself. Take care of nature too.
맞습니다. 그리고 삼삼사하나 렉디 SMD. Hey. 저 기다렸어요. 엄청 기다렸죠. 삼삼사하나 어디 갔어요? 되게 보고 싶어요. 봤어요. 그렇죠. 기다린다해서 얼른 왔어요. 출첵해요. 역시 반갑습니다. 삼사사 하나.
Good to hear from you. All right, cool. Well, let's go ahead and get this psalm break in, and then we'll be back to get into Kamsung reading.
Yes, we have Jason Derulo with Be Careful. 듣고 오겠습니다.